So here is a fact that most people don't realize when they travel that they are actually paying additional fees. And that is an additional 3.25% FX fee on the credit card, because every time you charge it on a Singapore credit card on foreign currency transactions, this is what bank will charge you. And this is like a hidden convenience fee. But in 2026, I think we can all agree that this kind of fees we can avoid or minimize, and we can also still earn our rewards. So in this video, I will share with you 10 best credit cards for foreign currency spend. Note, I said 10 best credit cards. Okay, so we are going to exclude debit cards and multi-currency cards. And some of these benefits actually get like 8% cashback or even 4 mile per dollar. So that even if you pay some 3.25% fee, it is still worth it. And if you're wondering where I am right now, yes, this is not Singapore. And this is at Suzhou Pingjiang Lu. It's like one of those ancient towns, and then you have all these people walking around in all the ancient Chinese traditional costume. So the thing about foreign currency spent on credit cards is that not only you can earn miles to redeem business class flights once you have clocked enough points, and you can also earn some cashback as well, just to minimize the cost involved, especially when there are so many hidden convenience fees. And if you are new here, my name is Chris, an ex-chartered accountant turned personal finance YouTuber, and I talk about credit cards, retirement, early planning, and even investing. So join us at 23,000 members at the Honey Money SG Telegram group for free. Now for the topic of this video, I'm going to exclude multi-currency cards and debit cards, particularly because they require funding. You will need to top up cash into these accounts before you even start to use them. So unlike credit cards where they have more security and more protection against frauds and scam, and you can even recover those amounts back, I think that multi-currency cards and debit cards are a totally different product, which is why in this video, I'm just going to focus on credit cards. And just a quick point, if you're overseas and at the cashier, they ask you whether you want to charge in your home currency, SGD, or you want to charge in their local currency, always choose to charge in their local currency. For example, for China, it's CNY, Chinese Yuan. Don't charge in SGD, otherwise you will get charged some additional fee known as dynamic currency conversion, which is 1% DCCP. So don't do that. And how I'm going to cover today's topic is that I'm going to start with the miles or points credit card first, followed by the cashback credit cards, so that you can compare and see which one is better for you. But I think that we need to be aligned that when you're earning rewards on credit card, eventually you're paying a small fee to buy miles, because instead of earning the cashback, you are now giving up the cashback to earn some points, to earn some miles. So you can think of it like buying miles at a very cheap fee. And the very first strategy to use is the very popular City Rewards Plus Amaze combination. So how it works is that you need two products. Number one, the City Rewards card. And number two, the Instagram Amaze card. So what these two cards work together is that you have to add the City Rewards card to link it to your Instagram Amaze, and then make the actual spend on the Instagram Amaze card, so that firstly, it converts your physical spend to online spend. And secondly, it can minimize the FX fees. Like I said, from the previous 3+%, I think Amaze is going to charge around a 2 to 2.5% fee, which is much lower than what the credit card is charging you. So you're reducing the fees. So in this case, you get 4 miles per dollar, because that is what the online spend gets on City Rewards, plus the fact that you minimize your FX fee from 3+% to 2.5%. I think that is a fair trade. And this is what a lot of miles chasers are using, City Rewards Plus Amaze. But you still have to understand that it's that opportunity cost, right? You're giving up some of these cash savings to earn 4 miles per dollar. So if you calculate the cents per mile calculation, that will be 2.5 divided by 4. And you're paying 0.63 cents per mile. That's the calculation you should use.
So halfway during filming, not sure what happened. I think they are retrieving a mobile phone that's dropped into the river. No idea why this became an attraction. Anyway, back to topic. The second card that you should use is the UOB Visa Signature, which also gives you 4 miles per dollar on foreign currency transactions. But there's a minimum spend requirement of $1,000 a month before you can earn that 4 miles per dollar. And you still have to pay that 3.25% foreign currency fee. And not only there is a minimum spend, there is also a maximum spend cap of $1,200, right? So above that $1,200 on foreign currency spend, you wouldn't earn that 4 miles per dollar anymore. So it's a very tight spread, right? Minimum 1,000 spend, maximum 1,200 of rewards cap spend. So in the end, you are paying 3.25% fee for 4 miles per dollar. So if we do the math, 3.25 divided by 4, that is around 0.81 cents per mile. So is it worth paying 0.81 cents per mile? And to earn that 4 miles per dollar, I guess it's up to your discretion. And with these two options done, let's head to the next destination to talk about the third card. All right, so the next card on the list is the Maybank World Mastercard, which gives you 3.2 miles per dollar for foreign currency spend. But it has a minimum spend requirement of $4,000 per month before you can get that 3.2 miles per dollar. And it comes in the form of 8x trick points. So $4,000 seems quite high, right? But what if you just hit $800 minimum spend? You can get 2.8 miles per dollar, which is also better than nothing. And the thing about this World Mastercard is that you get a Rewards Infinite membership, which means that your miles will never expire in terms of trick points for the Maybank program. So for the Maybank World Mastercard, the cents per mile calculation will be 3.25 divided by 3.2, and that's 1.01 cents per mile. So is that a good rate or not? Decide for yourself. Now the last miles card that's pretty good for foreign currency spend will be the UOB Privy Card. And it comes in three versions: Visa, Master, or Amex. But it is very specific for some countries only. Specifically in Southeast Asia, we have Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Thailand. So that's the fact, you earn 3 miles per dollar on this specific countries only with no minimum spend. And you also get 4 complimentary lounge visits with the Priority Pass membership. But note that these free lounge visits, they do not come with the guest entry. That means that it is only for yourself. You cannot bring in a guest, or you have to pay that $35 per entry for guests. So the calculation for UOB Privy, that will be 3.25 divided by 3. And that will be 1.08 cents per mile. Is that expensive or not? You own self decide. So I've moved on from Suzhou right now at Wuzhen. And here's the thing before you even start about thinking to spend in foreign currency overseas. You see, most people set a 2,000 to 8,000 Singapore dollars of travel budget to travel overseas every year. But where is this cash saved in? That cash is often left sitting in an account while you wait for the next trip. So one smarter move is to actually park it in a money market fund for it to earn some passive returns on your idle cash so that it is actually working for you in the meantime. And this segment is brought to you by USmart, a MAS regulated trading platform that makes investing convenient, intuitive, and easy to get started. For new customers and existing customers with no prior deposits, USmart is currently offering up to 8.8% per annum on the Maybank Money Market Fund. So instead of your travel budget doing nothing, at least it's earning passive income while you wait to spend it. USmart also offers lifelong zero commission on US stocks and zero commission on US options trading with no minimum fees. Now, there's even an exclusive promo for my viewers. Deposit at least 5,000 Singapore dollars and you can redeem a free handheld fan, and you can collect it at the USmart, Robinson or Somerset branch, and your dedicated relationship manager will contact you to arrange the details. So use my link in the description or scan this QR code to get started with USmart. And now let's talk about pure cashback credit cards that you can use to spend overseas and earn some good rewards on it. Firstly, it's a very popular Trust cashback credit card because it offers you zero fees. But this time around, the cashback has been reduced from the previous 1% to now 0.5% cashback. The good news about Trust cashback credit card is that there is no cashback cap. So you can have a big ticket transaction and value at zero currency fee, you still get 0.5% cashback. And you don't even need to top up funds to the account because it is a credit card. So it will charge first, then you repay the credit card later. This is very different from the TrustLink debit card. So that's for a Trust cashback, which used to be a very popular foreign currency cashback spending card. But we move on to a 2026 option. And the latest one is the Mari credit card, because instead of 0.5% cashback, it is offering 1.5% cashback with no minimum fees, which is so much better, right? Like 3 times 0.5% of Trust cashback card. But unlike Trust, Mari credit card has a cap spend of $1,500 per month to get that 1.5% cashback. So that's a slight difference. So I would say if the cap is $1,500 at 1.5% cashback, and you use that to compare to Trust cashback card 0.5%, I would say the break even of these two cards will be $4,500 of spend. That's where Trust cashback will be better than Mari credit card. The next card on this list is Maybank Family and Friends card, which is offering up to 8% cashback with a minimum spend. So I believe that many of you already know that the Maybank Family and Friends card has been nerfed for the minimum spend requirements. It's $800 and $1,600, two different tiers. So the $1,600 spend tier will get you up to 8% cashback, but you still have to select your 5 categories. And for the overseas cashback, it's only limited to Malaysian Ringgit and Indonesian Rupiah, these two specific currencies only. So outside of these two foreign currency spend, you can only rely on your selected category to get up to 8% cashback. Of course, you can pair it up with Instagram or Maze to reduce the foreign currency fee, so it becomes a local transaction and get up to 8% cashback on your selected category. That's how you use it. There is also a cashback cap for each category, so please refer to the terms and conditions. So I guess it's very good for those people who travel to Malaysia or Indonesia often, and you can get a very high cashback rate provided you meet the terms and conditions and the minimum spend. All right, so we talk about the next card, which is UOB Evo card. And this card has undergone a very new revolution because it is now having zero FX fees with no minimum spend. For the 2026 promo, you can get 1% cashback with no minimum spend and zero FX fees. But there is a cap though of $20 per month. So you can do the math, 20 divided by 1%, what is the maximum cap? And apart from the foreign currency overseas spend cashback, you can also get up to 10% cashback on local spend provided you meet the terms and conditions and the minimum spend requirements. So you can go and check the official terms and conditions. But I would say that UOB Evo has evolved to a very versatile card for both local and overseas spend. So check it out if you want to use this card. And also clock your UOB One account spend for credit card criteria, that $500 to get a higher interest. So that is something that is special for UOB Evo card. The final two cards, I'll talk about them together. That is the DCS Flex card and the Maybank XL card. So for DCS Flex card, you have a minimum spend of $600 and you can get 8% cashback on foreign currency spend. So that is not including your 3.25% credit card fees, right? So 8% minus 3.25%, you get slightly less than 5% net effective cashback, which is still pretty good. And because 8% is a very high rate, and you don't even have to care about the specific MCCs as long as they are standard retail categories like grocery, like travel, like food and dining, transport, all this, as long as they are foreign currency spend and they are not in the excluded category, you will get that 8% cashback. But of course, there's a cap of $25, so go and check the terms and conditions because they may change from time to time, so always get the most updated news, which is why you should join the Telegram group lah. And lastly, on the Maybank XL card, there are two versions. One of it is the cashback card, one is the rewards card. So the cashback card, you get 5% cashback. The rewards card, you get 4 miles per dollar, but there's a minimum spend requirement of $500. And one of the specific categories that you can earn this cashback or miles is the foreign currency overseas spend. So it is also a very versatile card, very similar to DCS Flex, but they are very specific categories like dine, shop, play, travel, and foreign currency spend. So make sure you spend within these categories, and because it's a MasterCard, it can be added to Instagram or Maze as well. One important criteria of the Maybank XL rewards or cashback card is that they have an age specific limit, which is 21 to 39. So if you're above the age limit, no harm trying, just see if your chance is there. And with all these cards finally listed, although not the exhaustive list, I'll bring you to my final destination. So here is the overall comparison of the 10 best credit cards for foreign currency spend. Okay, I show you up in this table done up by AI. But actually, if I really think about it, there is no best card. There is only one that fits your spending pattern and what you spend on, right? It really depends on different situations for different people with different spending habits. Like if you don't mind the extra work of some app pairing, then City Rewards plus Amaze may be a very good choice because you like all the City points to transfer to more partners. Then if you want cashback with totally minimal effort, you can consider the Mari credit card for 1.5% cashback with zero FX fees. And if you're hitting Malaysia or Indonesia every weekend, then maybe 8% cashback on Maybank Family and Friends is suitable for you if you can't hit the minimum spend requirements. I think the most important thing out of this whole video is that stick to one credit card that you can use consistently and understand the terms and conditions, because don't let the bank market your rewards, your points, and your cashback, right? Don't let bank win, we must win. But you must be consistent and disciplined in your spending pattern and what product you use. So remember, there is no single best card. There is only a card that fits your lifestyle and your spending pattern. And if you want to know of the top few miles card that gives you at least 4 miles per dollar, then you can refer to my miles credit card video right here.